And here it is, number 33, Carson Thomas. The handoff goes to him. He's at the 25. He's getting upfield. Carson Thomas, number 33, crossing the 20. Nothing but greens, 15, 10. Carson Thomas in for the Demon touchdown. And everyone is coming in, corralling him. Good for you, young man. Carson Thomas in for the Demon touchdown.
A week that started by being crowned homecoming king, to being the honorary football captain, to scoring his first ever Demon touchdown. You could say Carson Thomas had a week to remember. Or better yet, the Washington community had a week to remember. When the senior wearing number 33 suited up for the first time in his career and crossed that goal line, the atmosphere at Case Field was unlike any touchdown that has come before. His fellow teammates swarmed him in the end zone. The crowd was full of joy, and there was not a dry eye in the whole stadium. A kid that has been at every practice, cheering on his teammates at every game, and never ceases to put a smile on everyone's face, now had a chance to carry the ball on a Friday night under the lights of Case Field. In 2013, Carson served as a kid captain for the University of Iowa Hawkeye football team. According to the University of Iowa, he was born 6 weeks early and was diagnosed with a rare genetic disorder called Gordon syndrome, as well as DeGeorge syndrome. He spent about 90 days in the university's Children's Hospital neonatal intensive care unit. To understand how loved Carson is by his peers, check out what his friend Ryan Rickard had to say after Carson was crowned homecoming king.
It was pretty awesome. I mean, I think this whole week, you know, he's deserved it. You know, everything that him and his family have been through, he deserved everything, and I'm really happy he won.
Carson's parents, Dave and Kelly Thomas, had smiles as he was crowned king. Afterwards, she said,
I think it's kind of overwhelming, but he said yesterday that he was going to get queen, so I think he thought he knew. Ryan has been kind of telling him that he was going to get king, so... So this whole week has been, you know, a lot of activities and stuff, but he's been going to practices, having full pads and stuff on, so he's pretty excited.
After the game on Friday night, head coach of the Demons, Garrison Carter, talked about what it meant to see Carson run into the end zone.
You know, I mean, obviously it meant a ton, more than the win tonight, more than any individual other play that happened. You know, Carson's a kid that's been part of our program, well, since I've been here, and you know, he comes to practice every day. He's been on the sideline for games. He walks the field with us before the games, in the locker rooms. Just physically, he's been unable to practice and to play. Now he's a senior, and it's homecoming week. He was, you know, won homecoming king last night, scored a touchdown tonight, so he's had a pretty good couple days here. And it was just something special that we wanted to be able to do for him.
You can see Carson cheering on his fellow teammates this Friday night as the Demons travel to face off with Keokuk.